Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet. We'll continue talking about benefiting from an Asherah tree. Mishnah says, now tell me, mena etzim, if someone took pieces of wood from the Asherah tree, asurim b'hana'ah, you're forbidden to benefit from them like any other idol. He sik b'hen tatanur. Let's say he took that wood and he heated up an oven with it. And the oven in those days was earthenware. Hadash, if the oven was new, so that heating it up for the first time really was the gmar melacha, really was the completion of this oven. It made it hard, it made it now usable going forward. Yutatz, then the oven has to be destroyed. The heating of the oven turned it fit for use, and therefore, whatever happens after that is all because of the benefit of using the Asherah wood. V'im yashan, yutzan, if the oven was used previously, it was old, and the heating up of the oven wasn't something that would be beneficial for the walls of the oven, for the oven infrastructure itself, then just allow it to cool down. The heat that the trees, that the Asherah tree provided from the firewood, you can't bake from there. You can't allow that heat to bake bread. So therefore, you have to allow the oven to cool down all the way. And then you could reheat it with permitted wood. But in either of these cases, if a person did not do what he was supposed to do and he baked bread in it, either in the case where it was a new oven and then he heated up that oven with prohibited wood, and then later on he baked bread, that bread is only coming into fruition because of the fact that it happened through this oven, which was asur. The whole oven, the creation of the oven was problematic. So therefore, the bread becomes asur. Or, let's say, it was an older oven and he heated it up. And he used that heat to bake bread. That bread would be asur. Let's say this prohibited bread became mixed in with other loaves. Let's say the bread became mixed with permitted ones. Kulan asurot behana'ah. All of the bread, all of the, whatever is mixed together, all becomes prohibited to benefit from, because you don't know which one of these loaves is the forbidden one, therefore they all have to be destroyed. Generally, we would say that when you have a lot of different components that are coming together, some of them permitted, some of them problematic, and you can't recognize which is which, then you would say that the laws of bitul, of nullification, take place. But here we don't, because we're talking about loaves that were baked by a baal habayit, by an individual person, not by a professional baker. And therefore, those are sold by unit, called davar shebiminyan, it's davar hashuv, it's an important item. So therefore, the rabbi said, because of its importance, this item does not become nullified in a mixture. It's a laws of how the laws, it's a detail in how the laws of bitul work. So all the loaves here would be forbidden. Rabbi Eliezer omed, yolich hana'a liyam hamelach, says Rabbi Eliezer, you should bring the benefit to the Dead Sea and throw it in there. In other words, throw the value of the prohibited loaf into the Dead Sea, and therefore nobody's going to have benefit from that value no matter what. You're sort of transferring the problematic situation onto the money, and you're throwing that money into the Dead Sea, and therefore you can use all of the loaves after that. According to the Billy Ezra, since we're dealing with a Drabanan case of a mixture, then in this type of situation, he'll allow the transfer onto the money. In some way, it's considered to be that you're not benefiting from the loaf. Amru lo, en pidyon avodah zarah. The rabbis responded, Billy, as they told him, how could you do that? There's no redemption when it comes to transferring the prohibited status of something like Avodah Zarah onto something else. You can't do that. But Billy Ezra, just like we said, here it's the Rabbanan, so therefore Billy Ezra is going to be more mekel. Now tell him, menu karkor, asur behanav. Somebody took a piece of wood from the Asherah tree to use as a weaver's pick when he's weaving in order to make sure that the threads don't get too tight. Asur behana'ah, the pick is forbidden to benefit from. Aragbo et habegid, habegid asur behana'ah. If he wove a garment with this pick, then that garment is forbidden to benefit from, just like that loaf we had earlier. Nita'arev be'aharim. If their forbidden garment got mixed in with others, and then one of those garments, which was forbidden now, became mixed in with other garments, all of them become prohibited to benefit from, because this may be the forbidden garment. Same with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer omed, yolich hana'a liyam hamelach. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you could just take the benefit to the Dead Sea and throw it over there. Whatever one of those garments was worth, throw it in the Dead Sea, and therefore the rest, everything becomes permitted to benefit from. Amru lo, en pidyon la'avodah zarah. The rabbis responded again to him, and they said, we don't believe there's any redemption when it comes to an item that was used for avodah zarah.